98.5 The Wire, the news station in Pine Hills in Orlando. We have an exclusive right now. We are very, very fortunate to have our congresswoman represents us in Washington, D.C., Val Demings, on the phone line. How you doing today, Congresswoman?
I'm doing well. It's great to be here and to be with your listeners.
Well, people are excited. People are excited about you, your first year in Washington, D.C. But I got to ask you about the president visit to Pine Hills. What do you think is important for Pine Hill residents to know?
Well, you know, education is certainly one of my top priorities. When we talk about the American dream, I think education really is the key for children to succeed, children who were born and raised and go to school in Pine Hills. But I really wish that President Trump would visit one of our public schools in Orlando or in the Pine Hills area. I believe that we have to make sure that if we're going to provide a quality education to the majority of Americans' children, we know that the majority of Americans' children will go through the public school system. I really wish that Mr. Trump would allow himself to meet some of the residents of Pine Hills and some of the small business owners in Pine Hills and hear about some of the great things that are going on there, but also have a better understanding of the challenges that are going on in Pine Hills. So,
All right. Congresswoman Val Demings, you've been having a series of town hall meetings around the district. What have you been finding out from your constituents?
Well, number one, the threat to repeal, it's no replacement of the Affordable Care Act is on the minds of a lot of people. Over 60,000 people in my district, Congressional District 10, are on the Affordable Care Act. And so it's one of the top concerns. And, you know, as I travel the district and talk about health care, I just ask the question, which family should not have access to health care, quality health care that's affordable? Which family, which boy or girl, which man or woman? And so they're real concerned about that. People in the district are also concerned about not just a job. Certainly we need to support job increases, but families that I talk to are concerned about making better wages, making wages that would allow them to be able to take care of their families, you know, keep a roof over their head and put food on the table and be able to send their children to college or technical or trade schools, whatever their choice may be. And so, you know, those are some of the top issues. Certainly criminal justice reform, improving our criminal justice system. You know, I worked in the area for 27 years.
Yes.
I know what good policing and community releasing of policing look like and how important it is to our communities. I know how important it is to work directly with the community to keep our citizens safe. And so those are some of the top issues that I'm hearing. It's always better when you're elected to office to listen more than you talk. And I've had a series of listening sessions in the district and look forward to doing many more.
A lot of the conversation on the national news been and the black media has been about this HBCU meeting last week with the president. Do you know anything about that meeting? Do you know if any good came out of it?
I know of no good other than a nice photo op, and I'm hoping that look, all three of our sons went to at HBCU, and we know how vital it is to helping not just African-American children, but predominantly African-American children receive a good education that is tied to their roots. I think that's very important. But HBCUs need more than a photo op. And so if the president is truly committed to historically black colleges and institutions and universities, then he will do more than just invite them to the Oval Office. He will make sure that HBCUs have the resources that they need to provide, continue to provide quality education for our children.
The president had proposed some serious cuts in his budget. Are there any cuts that you're very, very concerned about and that can affect the citizens of Pine Hills?
Well, you know, certainly Social Security and Medicare, I know the president has said that he's going to protect it, but I'm really more interested, because this president has done a lot of talking, I'm really more interested in what he's going to do because, you know, action speaks much louder than words. I want to make sure that he keeps that campaign promise where he protects those that have continued to protect us. I'm really concerned about social-type programs like our SNAP program, making sure that families around the nation have access to good, nutritious food and access to health care. I think that's also one of the biggest threats, which we've also talked about, the Republicans' plan to repeal. And although they say they have a plan to replace, we haven't seen it. If they have a plan that meets the access to quality health care that's affordable, we want to see it, but we haven't seen that plan yet. And so we want to make sure that the president and does not cut any programs that help to benefit the most vulnerable of communities. As I've already stated, education, it shouldn't matter where a child lives, what the color of their skin, where they go to school. If they're in public school, then they ought to be able to receive quality education. Teachers need to be receive salaries that help them create environments conducive to learning and prepare our children to the future. The president has made an appointment, Secretary of Education, who knows absolutely nothing about public education. And so we are hoping that there are no cuts to housing and urban development, education department and other programs that help our kids.
Well, I know you got a short time. You got to go. But one last question. This Tuesday, you brought a mother of the Pulse victim to the President Trump joint address. How did it go? And what was your opinion of his address?
You know, when you look at what happened in Orlando last June, 49 people lost their lives, 53 others injured, and families shattered forever.
Yeah.
I had to invite a survivor of the Pulse nightclub shooting. And Christine, my guest, son died in the Pulse nightclub shooting. And it's interesting that the president was instituting is so aggressive and so obsessed with a Muslim travel ban, but has done absolutely nothing to address violent crime, gun violence, right here in the United States. The Pulse shooting was not perpetrated by anyone from a foreign country. The Pulse shooting was perpetrated by someone that was born right here in the United States, investigated by the FBI or interviewed by the FBI, should have never been in possession of an assault rifle or a handgun and killed 49 people. So, Mr. President, what are you going to do about that? If you're going to visit Orlando, visit the Pulse nightclub. Stand on the ground where those people lost their life. Talk to the owner about what happened that night and talk about how you're going to work with cities throughout the United States to reduce gun violence. Right here in America, which I believe is a much bigger threat.
Well, have the Congressional Black Caucus met with the president yet?
The Congressional Black Caucus has not met with the president yet because I believe the president has not said or done anything that would make the Congressional Black Caucus feel that he has any level of sensitivity to our issues. I know of no president in my lifetime, and I've seen a few in my lifetime, who has done more to divide our nation than this president. And I believe a major part of any president's responsibility is to unify the country, especially coming off of one of the most divisive elections led by him, in my lifetime. He's done nothing to unify the country, has done nothing but and taken photo ops to show any sensitivity to African-American communities. To say as a president of the United States or as a candidate for the highest office in the land, what do you have to lose? Well, what do you have to offer, Mr. President?
Watch out.
You know, when he changes his rhetoric and shows some desire to really effect positive change in at-risk communities, I'm sure the Congressional Black Caucus will be at the table.
All right. Thank you so much. We got to get you back on radio on the regular. I know you
got. I would love to.
This is your station. This is your platform. You just let us know when. We're there for you. So we appreciate you, Congresswoman. All right.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Pine Hills in Orlando. Our very own Congresswoman Val Demings. Right here on your station, 98.5, The Wire.